This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Al Sadler joins me live in studio. Speaking of glory days, the man who helps many, many kids in our area experience those glory days. He is director of ACAC Sports, and you are very busy right now. It's a busy time of year for you, getting ready for the summer, right?
Yes, we are, Coy, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, tell us generally, give us sort of a broad strokes thing, broad strokes description of what you do when we say ACAC Sports Camps. What does that mean?
Well, we're talking about four-day, full-day camps going on through June and July. Different sports, different boys sports, girls sports, boys and girls. We've got it all.
So ACAC brings in these fantastic coaches and experts with all the kids from our community who want to learn a little, you know, play, but also really learn the sport as
yes.
well.
Yes, and we try. It's a little hard. We have some activities for beginners, primarily for kids with some experience in these sports.
Yeah.
For instance, our field hockey, which comes on in late July, our coach is Missy Sanders, former head coach of the University of Virginia, and Missy's group is an 8th grade to 12th grade, so an advanced group, girls who are getting ready to play high school field hockey in the fall.
And that really preps them, gets them ready.
Yes, very much so. We have girls lacrosse for girls age grades 5th through 8th grade. Nancy Haas, who's the head coach at Western Albemarle, and Jennifer Harris, who runs the Blue Ridge Lacrosse Club. They run our girls group. We have 2 weeks of girls lacrosse camp. Our boys lacrosse program, we have a 3rd through 5th grade group and a 6th through 8th grade group. Hunter Price, who's assistant coach over at St. Anne's Belfield, formerly at Western Albemarle. Rich Little, who is the new head coach at Covenant School. Great staff and lots of fun with those boys.
Al, is this a really good, and I'm just ignorant. I don't know much about sports, but I do know enough to say that we have perhaps one of the very best lacrosse teams in the nation right here in our backyard at UVA. Are the high school public and private schools in lacrosse good as well in this area?
Yes, they are.
So they're good sort of farm teams that feed into into UVA.
Well, the farm system is the boys' middle school lacrosse league, which is booming.
Really?
Boys 5th grade through 8th grade. Gosh, I think there's 20 teams. And
In middle school?
It goes
wow.
on all spring. They just finished their season last weekend, and it's very exciting to watch those young boys and girls, the girls' middle school league as well, watch them all play.
That sport has really exploded over the last 20 years, hadn't it?
It has.
I mean, when I was in high school, I never even heard of it. Yeah, you know, it was well, like, oh, wow, there you go.
Depends on where you're from, Coy. I mean, you know, for us guys from the north, we heard about it since we were born.
Yeah, so, yeah. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and the University of Virginia's lacrosse program certainly does help fuel the fire locally. You know, everybody goes to the games, and everybody's, you know, it's a nice, really nice group of kids that play yeah. for the University of Virginia and share their time with the kids in town.
And it's easier to get these young kids excited about it if you can take them to some of these college games right in their community, in their backyard, and let them see some of the best players in the nation go to work.
Definitely. And our facilities at the University of Virginia are unbelievable. To go to Klockner Stadium and watch a lacrosse game or a soccer game or Davenport Field and watch baseball is a great experience.
We're talking with Al Sadler. He's director of ACAC Sports. They're rolling out all the sports camps this summer in June and July, so make sure you get your interested child in your life signed up. What are the ages, generally speaking, for the camps?
Mostly middle school ages. We've got, as I mentioned before, our boys' camp. We're starting that a little sooner this year with 3rd through 5th grade. Our girls' camp is 6th through 8th grade. We have we have a tennis camp, a four-day tennis camp with our ACAC tennis pro, Jason Grigg. That's 5th through 8th grade. Golf camp.
Is that new as well?
We've had golf camp, but every day is a new experience in our golf camp. Our golf teacher is Jimmy Casella.
Oh, so there you go.
Every day's a fun day when you head out to Old Trail and play a little golf with Jimmy.
That's great. So so field hockey, lacrosse, tennis, golf.
Volleyball. We have Marty Block runs our volleyball program. Girls volleyball for high school girls. For middle school girls. And then towards the end of July, we have a couple of evening camps for girls that are getting ready to try out for their respective teams.
To get them
volleyball
ready.
And field hockey.
That's great. So we're talking with Al Sadler of ACAC. So describe a day in the life. I mean, what is a day like for these kids who participate in these camps?
We for our full day camps, we have we get together at 8:30 in the morning. We have a nice half hour warm up, and then we work on individual skills, and then we'll head over to the indoor arena for some lacrosse or field hockey. Then we go to the water park for about an hour, hour and a half. We'll have some lunch and go to the water park, hang out for a little bit, break the day up.
Cool off, yeah.
Cool off, and then we'll go back to the fields and do a little speed and agility and then work on some team concepts. And 4:30, we go home. It's a great day.
Yeah,
it's a
that's
great
fantastic.
Day. Lots of different experiences during the day. It's not standing out on the field 90 degrees with a stick in your hand all day.
We're
doing a lot of different things, and the kids have a ball.
Now, what is in that? We're talking with Al Sadler, ACAC. It's ACAC.com. I'm curious, what's the message for parents? I mean, what do you tell parents? What can they expect? What do you generally hear from parents whose kids participate in these camps each summer?
Last summer was our first year of summer camps, of sports camps, and the feedback was tremendous. We had lots of the kids all had a great time. They learned a lot about the sport. They met new friends. They were not just stuck on a field all day. We had lots of different activities for them, and it was a fun day. And it's fun, and they're learning by having fun, as well as being coached by some great people.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity. And this isn't, parents shouldn't think that this is the kind of thing that you put your kid into and it's just sports. I mean, they're having fun. They're having a good time. They're learning about how to be a good teammate, part of a team, and leadership, but also some skills, and they get to play.
Yeah, this is these are teaching environments. I mean, we do different skills and drills, and we film a little bit. We help the kids each day. They get better at the skills we're trying to teach them. For instance, use the boys' middle school as an example. Each team has 20 or 25 guys. Four or five of those guys might play on a travel team, lacrosse team in the summer. But the other 20 guys really should look into these camps to come out and learn the game a little more, learn more skills, and enjoy the sport and learn more about the sport.
So talk a little bit, Al, about the importance of these kids participating off-season like this. Not necessarily because, they might throw the ball around or hit the links in the summer a little bit. But by and large, the summer, it's usually they usually have that time off.
Right.
Where they're not necessarily working with a coach.
We're, we get a lot of different requests for the summer activities. Where some kids are coming out that are new to a sport, that heard about a sport during the spring and want to figure out how can I get involved. With lacrosse, we're fielding a lot of questions like that. With volleyball and field hockey, tennis, and golf, people are looking to help their game get better and prepare for their next season, which is coming up in middle of August when the high schools start up with their fall sports. So it's a little bit of both. We're getting kids who are trying to get better and kids who are learning. It's all in all, it's a great way to spend the day, have fun in a very safe environment, educational environment, and enjoy your summer.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I like that you involve these younger kids, these younger grades, what I think of as little kids, like elementary school, to introduce some of these kids for the first time to this sport and get out there and really learn it from some of the very best.
Yeah.
And you have aren't there older kids who volunteer to help out?
We do.
Who can set a good example?
We have some great volunteers that come out. Last summer with lacrosse, we had Max and Ted Pfeiffer from Western Albemarle come out, and both those guys play college lacrosse. This year we have Petey Lytle coming out to help us out, and Petey is a just graduate from Mary Washington University. We have a lot of kids who've been in our programs over the years who have been through the high school, local high schools that come out and help us out, and it's fun.
That's good stuff. So ECAC.com?
ECAC.com.
All the information is there?
It's there. You can call 978-PLAY, which is 7529. Talk to Dawn. Dawn is will give you all the information you need. Our camp start up the middle of June and run through the end of July. So we still have a couple of weeks. Parents, now, although the weather outside doesn't say summer, we're right around the corner. So it's time to get signed up and get cracking with these.
Absolutely. So if you got a kid in your life, now is the time to either take their game to the next level, or it's a good opportunity to introduce them to a sport that they really might be interested in. And what a great opportunity to total immersion in this sport and get them out on the field. Al Sadler is director of ACAC Sports. You can learn a whole lot more online at acac.com. Al, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Coy.
Have
Thanks
a great summer.
Yes, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.